今天呢，我们要聊一聊摩根家族。
Today, we're going to talk about the Morgan family.
这个家族曾经一手打造了美国金融史上的一个传奇。
This family once created a legend in American financial history.
对，他们通过摩根大通和摩根士丹利这两家巨头，影响了整个全球的金融业。
They have had a significant impact on the global financial industry through their connections with two major financial institutions, namely J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley.
没错，没错。
Absolutely, absolutely.
这两家机构在现在的华尔街也是举足轻重的。
OK,
那我们就直接进入今天的主题吧。
These two institutions are also major players in Wall Street today. Okay, let's directly enter the topic of today.
我们先来看看第一个话题。
Let's first look at the first topic.
就是摩根家族的崛起。
It's about the rise of the Morgan family.
那这个家族究竟是怎么一步一步建立起自己的金融帝国的呢？
So, how did this family build their financial empire step by step?
关于这个，摩根家族的起步
Regarding the starting point of the Morgan family,
其实很大程度上靠的就是他们的家世家底。约翰·皮尔庞特·摩根的祖父就是靠保险和房地产发家的。
In fact, a large part of it is due to their family background. John Pierpont Morgan's grandfather made his fortune in insurance and real estate. Well,
然后他的父亲是伦敦非常有名的银行家。
Then his father was a very famous banker in London.
还执掌着乔治皮波迪公司。
Still in charge of the George Piper Company.
而且摩根家族还跟欧洲的其他的金融巨头都联姻合作。
In addition, the Morgan family also had marriages and partnerships with other European financial giants.
所以他们在19世纪末的时候
So, in the late 19th century,
就已经成为了最有影响力的金融家族之一。
It has already become one of the most influential financial families.
那在这种家庭背景下成长起来的小摩根
In this family background, Morgan grew up.
他又是怎么在美国内战期间完成了自己的资本原始积累的呢？
How did he accumulate his capital during the American Civil War?
小摩根在20岁的时候就进入了华尔街学习。
At the age of 20, Morgan entered Wall Street to study.
到了美国内战时期。
During the American Civil War,
他就开始靠黄金投机和政府债券交易来大赚一笔。
He started to make a fortune by speculating in gold and trading government bonds.
比如他会在黄金价格比较低的时候买入。
For example, he will buy when the gold price is low.
然后等价格涨上去了。
And when the price goes up,
再卖出去。
Resell it.
Wow.
Well,
同时呢，他也帮联邦政府发行债券来筹集战争经费。
At the same time, he also helped the Lancashire government issue bonds to raise war funds.
从中收取巨额的佣金。
Extract huge commissions.
在1871年的时候
,In 1871,
他正式成立了自己的公司 ,JP 摩根公司。
He formally established his own company, J.P. Morgan.
从此之后
From then on,
他就成为了美国金融业的一个中坚力量。
He became a pillar of the American financial industry.
内战时期确实是一个非常好的机会。
The Civil War was indeed a great opportunity.
对，
那摩根财团究竟是怎么达到自己的巅峰？
How did the Morgan Consortium achieve its peak?
并且牢牢掌控住美国的经济命脉的呢?
And who is in control of the American economy?
在19世纪末到20世纪初
In the late 19th and early 20th centuries,
这个期间
During this period,
摩根财团几乎就是美国的金融和工业整合的核心推动者。
The Morgan Consortium is almost the core driver of financial and industrial integration in the United States.
比如说在铁路行业。
For example, in the railway industry,
他们把那些破产了的铁路公司进行重组。
They reorganized the bankrupt railway companies.
最后形成了一个运输网络的垄断。
Finally, it formed a monopoly in the transportation network.
在钢铁行业。
In the steel industry,
他们在1901年的时候买下了卡内基钢铁公司。
In 1901, they bought Carnegie Steel Company.
然后成立了美国钢铁公司。
Then they established the United States Steel Corporation.
这也是全球第一个市值超过10亿美元的公司。天哪！
This is also the first company in the world to have a market capitalization of over $10 billion. Wow!
而且在银行业。1907年的金融危机的时候
Furthermore, during the financial crisis of 1907 in the banking industry,
摩根甚至自己拿出钱来救市。
Morgan even took the initiative to use his own money to bail out the company.
他这个时候的角色就相当于一个没有名分的中央银行。
At this time, his decision-making is equivalent to a central bank without a legitimate status.
所以也推动了美联储的诞生。
This also led to the birth of the Federal Reserve.
所以那个时候，美国政府在很多时候都得依靠摩根的这个私人银行体系来维持金融市场的稳定。
Therefore, at that time, the U.S. government often relied on Morgan's private banking system to maintain the stability of the financial market.
听你这么说
Based on what you said,
摩根财团在当时的影响力真的是不可小觑啊。
The influence of the Morgan family at that time was really something to be reckoned with.
那为什么摩根财团最后会分裂？这个格拉斯斯蒂格尔法案到底起了什么作用
？So, what role did the Morgan Consortium ultimately play in the Glaser-Steger Agreement?
事情的起因就是1929年的经济大萧条。
The reason for the matter is the economic depression in 1929.
当时美国政府认为危机的根源就是商业银行和投资银行没有分开。
At that time, the U.S. government believed that the root of the crisis was that commercial banks and investment banks were not separated.
所以在1933年的时候就出台了这个格拉斯斯蒂格尔法案，要求把他们俩分开。
So, in 1933, the Glass-Steagall Act was enacted, requiring them to be separated.
到了1935年的时候
By the time of 1935,
摩根财团就被拆分了。
The Morgan Group has been split up.
原来当年的那场大危机带来了这么大的变革。
The great machine of that year brought about such a transformation.
那摩根财团拆分之后
After the Morgan Consortium was split,
具体都变成了哪些公司？
拆分出来的一部分呢？
Which companies have been specifically split into parts?
就是 J.P. 摩根公司
J.P. Morgan Chase and Company.
它主要做的是传统的商业银行业务
He mainly engaged in traditional commercial banking business.
也就是存贷款业务
This refers to the business of holding and lending out loans.
后来他跟大通曼哈顿银行合并了。
Later, he merged with the First National Bank of Manhattan.
就成为了现在大家熟知的摩根大通。
This became the well-known J.P. Morgan Chase today.
然后另一部分呢就是摩根士丹利是由原来摩根的一些合伙人和家族成员领导的。
Then, another part is that Morgan Stanley was led by some partners and family members from the original Morgan.
他专门做投资银行这一块。
He specializes in investment banking.
这两家公司渊源这么深啊。
These two companies have such a deep connection.
那我们下面就来聊聊现在的摩根大通和摩根士丹利。
Okay, let's talk about the current situation of JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley.
他们现在的业务重点和市场定位到底有哪些差别？
What are the differences between their current business focus and market positioning?
虽然他们都源自摩根财团
although they all originate from the Morgan Group,
但是他们现在的业务和市场定位确实是有很大的不同。
However, their current business and market positioning are quite different.
比如摩根大通
For example, JP Morgan.
它其实是全球最大的银行之一。
He is actually one of the largest banks in the world.
在2023年的时候
In 2023,
它的资产已经超过了3.7万亿美元。
His assets have exceeded $3.7 trillion.
他的业务范围非常的广。
His business scope is very broad.
包括商业银行
including commercial banks,
零售银行
retail banking,
投资银行和资产管理等等
investment banks and asset management, etc.
所以他被称为金融超市。
Therefore, it is called a financial supermarket.
听起来就感觉摩根大通确实是非常全面啊。
It sounds like JP Morgan is really comprehensive.
那摩根士坦利的情况又是什么样的？
What about Morgan Stanley?
摩根士坦利就没有那么大的规模了。
Morgan Stanley is not as big as it used to be.
他在2023年的资产只有 1.2 万亿美元左右。
In 2023, his assets were about $1.2 trillion.
他主要聚焦的是投资银行。
He mainly focuses on investment banking.
证券交易和高端的财富管理。客户呢，也更多的是机构和富豪。
The securities trading and high-end wealth management clients are mainly institutions and wealthy individuals.
它的风格更像是高盛这种传统的投行。
Its style is more like that of a traditional investment bank like Goldman Sachs.
所以我们在中文里面也习惯叫它大摩嘛。
So we also call him Damo in Chinese.
然后把摩根大通称为小摩。
Then call Morgan Stanley Small Morgan.
这么说
That's what I mean.
两家公司虽然都叫摩根
Although the two companies are called Morgan.
但是他们的区别还是挺大的。那摩根家族到底给华尔街给美国的金融史留下了什么样的影响呢？
However, their differences are still quite significant. What impact did the Morgan family have on Wall Street and the American financial history?
摩根财团的这个历史啊
The history of the Morgan family.
就是美国金融的一个真实写照。
This is a real picture of the American financial system.
家族靠继承的财富
Inherited wealth from family.
然后抓住了战争的机会。
Then seized the opportunity of war.
建立了这个金融帝国。在
Established this financial empire.
1935年分家之后呢
After the financial crisis of 1935.
就变成了摩根大通和摩根士丹利。
It became Morgan and Stanley.
这两家公司
These two companies,
虽然现在是互相竞争的关系
although it is currently a competitive relationship,
但是他们名字里面的摩根依然是象征着华尔街的百年金融霸权
However, the name Morgan still symbolizes the century-old financial dominance of Wall Street.
现在这两家公司依然是全球金融业的两大支柱
Currently, these two companies are still the two pillars of the global financial industry.
总的来说呢
Overall,
今天我们把摩根家族的百年变迁给大家梳理了一遍。
Today, we have summarized the changes of the Morgan family over the past century for everyone.
从一个金融帝国的崛起到被拆分。
From the rise of a financial empire to its division.
再到今天。
To today,
这两家巨头各自大放异彩。
These two giants are shining brightly.
可以说，他们几乎参与和见证了美国金融史上的每一个重要时刻。
They have essentially participated in and witnessed every major moment in American financial history.
好了。
Okay.
这期节目咱们就到这里了。
This episode will end here.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下次见，拜拜。
拜拜。
See you next time. Bye 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 bye.